Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is the Friday before Epiphany, January 6th. We remember Holy Cross brother, St. André Bessette, from Quebec. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate with St. André Bessette of Montreal, Canada. He was born in Quebec and was orphaned at the age of 12. He was born in 1845. He had several menial jobs. His holiness and devotion to St. Joseph was recognized by a priest who said, asked him to go and consider joining the Holy Cross fathers. He never was ordained a priest. He remained a brother. And after his novitiate, he likes to say, he has a little joke, that he was shown the door and remained there for 40 years. He was the porter at the monastery. So he lived at the door. And in my reading of the lives of the saints, we have lots of saints who were porters. This very humble position, always being on call to open the door to whoever comes. And he would. He would open the door and counsel the poor and the afflicted, share food with them. He would go out from there and visit the sick and imprisoned. And he often interceded with St. Joseph for the sick, and they were miraculously cured, so much so that they called him André the Wonder Worker. He was almost rejected from the Holy Cross Fathers because of his ill health. He was frail, and he remained frail throughout his life and died at 91. His favorite thing to do with someone who had fallen away from the faith, who had stopped believing in God, who had forgotten how much God loved them, was to retell the Passion narrative and take like 35, 40 minutes, an hour. And by the time André, at the end of it, was in tears and the sinner was converted back to the love of God. For he told about how much Jesus went through to show us his love for us. He was beatified by John Paul II in 1982 and canonized just last October by Benedict XVI. So, brand new saint, which is fantastic. And here in, well, close by, North America, I guess Canada's closer than the rest of America to us. But this little one who stood at the door and welcomed the stranger, the hungry, the orphan, we can learn a lot from St. André Bessette. In today's two readings from John, we have in the first these strange witnesses, right? The water, the blood, and the Spirit. What in the world is John talking about? Well, we have the image of the water and the blood here in the Divine Mercy image, right? Jesus points to his side and says, "Look, This is where my mercy flowed out for the whole world, in the water and blood that released from my heart when the lance of the Roman pierced it. And the Spirit is in today's gospel. And it's interesting, in Mark's gospel, the only person who hears the words or sees the Spirit is Jesus himself. So he might have thought there was something special about him. He could have guessed there was lots of rumors about his birth and conception. But now he's the age of 30. And mom finally said, go. Go. You can see Mary just kind of go see your cousin. Great things will happen. So he goes to the Jordan and is baptized. And then we see this beautiful mystery. He says the heavens were rent open and the Spirit descends upon Jesus in the form of a dove. And he hears these words, "You, my beloved Son, you are my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Jesus said that to each of us at our baptism. Let us never forget to love God with the same passion as Brother Andre, and to show others how to do so as well.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.